the Cherokees, of course, came on the Trail of Tears
right.
in 1838 and 39.
Right.
What were stories that you heard of the Trail of Tears? As a child, you...
I never heard the complete story in its entirety the way I learned it as an adult. What I heard was little pieces of stories. I remember Mrs. Wolfe said that pot came over on the Trail of Tears. I remember another fellow who didn't speak English hardly at all, who was always afraid he was going to lose his land. He thought there would be another Cherokee removal. And no matter how many times you told him that that wasn't going to happen again, he never felt secure. He always felt that he was going to be removed. So the other day I was trying to think, at what point did the last person who spoke to someone who came on the Trail of Tears, what year would that have been? So what year did we lose the last person in our family who actually spoke to someone who came on the Trail of Tears? It was a very interesting history.
So they didn't talk a lot about it to you?
No, they talked pieces, but no one sat down and said, this is the story, the entire story. So you knew about it because the information was around, but not in its totality, not in its entirety.
You think they just thought it wasn't important enough to talk about, or it was a bad experience, obviously, for their heritage? Or maybe they just didn't catch the significance of it because they were so close to it?
No, I think that people understood the significance of it. And I think that when the adults got together, they spoke about it. But I don't think as a family we ever sat down and talked about it.